Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is the Now Boarding Travel Show with Dan and Jim. We are taping, we are recording live from Hudson, New York.
Jimmy Jiminovich, this is such a pleasure to have you in studio once and for all. It has been too long. I don't know the last time that you have been live. In the studio, you're not really live because this is a recording. However,
we are just in the presence of Hudson. Dan, we are just 36 hours ahead of schedule for our show, and I have to thank Dan because you know we were. I'm heading on a plane flight back to Singapore tomorrow, so I wouldn't be in the air for the show. But Dan said, "Hey, let's just go record our show right in the studio," and after a few drinks and some dinner, here we are.
Well. I have to make the truth known. It's a day and age where the truth is sometimes not known. And Jimmy, I believe you told me, let's go to the studio right now, just about an hour ago, and record. And however it was, this is where we are. And whatever it is, this is the Now Boarding Travel Show.
Dan, you're absolutely right, and I just wanted to push off the responsibility to you. But, hey, we're here, and, hey, let's have a great show. We have a lot of travel stuff to talk about today. Myself coming in from Singapore, and then we have you who have talked about several travel-related items over the last few days when I've seen you. Where do you want to start today, Dan?
Well, Jimmy, I just want to say it's been great the last couple of days of seeing you. Haven't seen you in about 9 months. Yep. And it's just great to see you every time that you come back.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's also good seeing you. You know, if one of our dedicated listeners, Molf, is out there listening, which I guess he wouldn't be because this is a recording, we'd ask him to come to the studio. But since he's not here, I guess we'll have to make up for his entertainment with ours. Dan, I think I would like to start today by talking about my trip to New York from Singapore.
All right, go ahead. We left off on that, I believe, the last episode. You were in a state of really not knowing whether you would get your complete upgrade. Which leg of the trip, Jimmy? Was it going to be on the way here? Was it going to be on the way back? Was it going to be from here to Doha or from Doha to New York? However that was, I don't know. But did you already have your upgrade, or are you still looking to do that?
Dan, very good question. As Dan mentioned, I was looking for use 50,000 miles on my Qatar Airways miles to upgrade to business class for one segment of my flight, whether it be Singapore to Doha, Doha to JFK, JFK to Doha, or Doha to Singapore. So I made the decision last show, pretty much, and we've discussed it, and we both thought that probably the best way to do it would be Doha to JFK, because it's the longest portion in terms of jet stream and everything else. It's a little over 13 hours, and that would just be the great time to have a nice business class where it's nice and relaxed and this and that. So a couple days after the radio show, I went and I applied to upgrade the miles. However, they said that I could not do it. They were fully booked, and actually all four segments were fully booked. They said I could try getting closer to the date, and they said I could also try at the airport in Doha during my layover. So I tried again at the airport in Singapore. No dice, still not available. So I get on the plane in Singapore, and let me just another quick thing about Qatar. So I am a silver status mile on Oneworld. So the day before we flew out, because obviously Qatar has all these sanctions and everything else, I thought maybe I could get some good seats where if I maybe would sit back a little bit, but I'd have a full aisle to myself or a full row to myself. Mm-hmm. So I went on to the website. I looked at my seats and everything was booked. And uh-huh. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, come on, there's no way everything could be booked. But okay. Anyways, I'm like, okay, nothing I can do. Go to the airport, I check in. This is my first flight again from Singapore to Doha. Mm-hmm. And anyways, give me the aisle seat. I go to the flight. And what I realized is everyone who must have had a silver status or something of the sort they got basically a whole row to themselves, including myself. So I'm, after a business class, there's like five rows, and it's just one person per row. And then there's everyone else.
Okay.
And that is just awesome. I didn't get my business class, but I got that.
That's good enough, Jimmy. I think that you flew in complete comfort, just like you are in complete comfort in your contained environment and controlled environment in Singapore always, from your completely luxurious flat to, you know, jumping on board the
Dan,
plane
is
and whatnot.
It is a high density building. It is not a condo, but thank you. But wait, Dan, there is more. I'm gonna get to my condo experience.
I have to say an item though, related to communicating with the given airline and the people at the desk when you're checking in for your flight. I really have never had to mention any item to them until December of last year when I was on my way to Lisbon to see to meet up with my girlfriend who had already flown out a few days ahead of me. And we had booked our ticket with intention that I was going to land in Madrid. However, the connecting flight was via Lisbon. And this was all through TAP, the Portuguese airline. And
TAP?
TAP. And I never had to have
a
conversation.
You got to be careful when we put airlines on the air. You know that, right? As you said to me last episode.
Yes, but I am neither for them or against them, Jimmy, which is that's our protocol, okay? So anyway, that was my first conversation, really, out of 50 flights to ever have to make a complete result in which I wanted to get off in Lisbon and not make that connecting flight to Madrid. I disregarded the savings that I would have gotten if I had canceled that leg to Madrid, but all that I wanted to do was get off in Lisbon so I can meet my girlfriend there. Otherwise, she would have had to drive through through a big portion of Spain after being in Portugal and meet me in Madrid, and we wanted to see Lisbon.
Okay.
Yeah, and she told me this is it. This is what you're going to do. And I said to the airline, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And after that, they finally got the picture.
Now, Danae is in studio today. So let's see if she has any feedback.
The fact checker is in the studio. Hold on. How did she get in here, Jimmy? Did she break in?
I'm pretty sure you let us in.
Did everyone break in?
Dan, be careful what we say here. Oh, my God.
All right. Whoa.
So, Danae, welcome to the show again. And why don't you tell us what really happened? Because we know Dan, and we know that that's probably not the whole truth.
Oh, I think he's saying the story only because he wanted me to speak up for my behalf and tell the truth. That Dan is sticking the microphone in my face right now. That he had a little anxiety to get off the flight in the connection. And I had done it several times. And I told him, don't tell anyone, just do it. But he was pretty sure he was going to be held at the border.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I'm usually held at the border.
I told him, no, you won't be held at the border. So we had decided to meet each other in the morning at a cafe at a pretty, convenient location. And I sat there for 3 hours waiting for him. And I thought, okay, he either didn't get on the flight or he was held at the border. And he was right and I was wrong.
Which border was I held at? Which border? The Portuguese border?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not have to go through customs there?
I did. But
how long were you held there for, Dan? I've not heard this story. This is quite surprising to me.
No, I was completely passed along. They just passed me along like I was any other unassuming character in the Lisbon airport. And I got on the bus. I miraculously found, after 7 stops, the location that I was told to get off at. And I did. And that was, I went around the plaza and I found the pastelleria. I don't know how they say it in Portuguese. That.
But I thought you could speak all languages, Dan.
I only speak few.
Okay.
I know how to pronounce from time to time.
Okay, but, fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting because they did cancel that. They said it was going to be a technicality and an issue, and they didn't think that was going to be possible. But all together, it was it worked out, and I would fly TAP again. You know, I say that I'm not against.
Dan, again, now that I'm back in the studio, you have to be very, very careful of what you say and who you endorse on the air. As he said to me last episode.
All right, very good. All right. Anyway, Jimmy, what are our other items?
Well, Danae is Dan, with us. As
your
no.
mother is with us.
Yes, she is. God bless her.
I mean, this
we'll
is
get her on the air in a little
bit. Fantastic episode, but we have a lot to talk about.
Yep.
We have a lot of material to cover. It's our trip. I don't think Danae had talked at all since we have. About this trip. I don't think she's been in studio, but I do want to mention, which is going to disturb you, it's going to get you unsettled, it's going to perhaps get you mad.
But hold on, Dan, I think that's what happens every time you speak to me.
Perhaps, but it is the subject of which you have run away from for 10 years, Jimmy. It's been 10 years, and you either just dish it, you either just completely...
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada.
And it's come to the time where you finally face up, Jimmy, and you account for what you did and accept that Canada is a good nation.
Okay, Dan.
It has a long history, Jimmy. I think it's 150 years this year that's celebrating of its long tradition of being free from England and the First Nations people being celebrated, hopefully, in the 150 years and everything that's happened since. From, I guess the prime ministers up to Stephen Harper, up to Justin Trudeau, Wayne Gretzky, and Steve Nash. What do you have to say about that?
Steve Nash, the wrestler, or who are we talking about here?
Or the greatest NBA player to ever come out
of
Canada.
So the wrestler. I thought it was a Rick Nash, I think, but anyways. Okay, Dan, I'm going to say this. All of our loyal listeners know my feelings about Canada. I am ready to say that, you know what, I'm willing to go back and experience, and again, this is really just specific to Quebec. I am willing to go back and experience Quebec again and open my thoughts to potentially a new future. Obviously, we've discussed this before. I've been to Toronto. I love Toronto. A very great city. Very nice people. Yes, I did make some Trump-isms there. But they are great people.
Yeah.
I am
they
willing.
Had a great mayor at one point. I forget his name.
No, I don't think I ever knew his name, Dan.
Yeah.
But I am ready to go back to Quebec.
You're ready to go back.
Yes. And allowed now to go back and actually check out Montreal and see if I can change my opinion on them.
You know, Quebec is a big territory. It has a lot to offer beyond Montreal. You can go to Quebec City. You can go to the Laurentian Hills. You can go probably a plethora of other places that make maple syrup and other items, Jimmy.
Then I can buy maple syrup from the store. Why do I need to go to Canada to see it made?
Hey,
I can watch how it's made on Discovery Channel, Dan.
When we were in Montreal back in February, we had a lot of different items that we were offered in terms of maple syrup. But, yeah.
Did you like it? Was that like one of your big things of being in Montreal, was the maple syrup?
What was interesting was...
Did you have it on a waffle?
What was interesting is that it came in a can that was resemblant of a Campbell's soup can.
It didn't come in like a Aunt Jemima's bottle?
There was no Aunt Jemima to be found.
It wasn't real maple syrup then.
All right. So we're going to have another contribution from Danae. And it's going to be just questions of her experience, our experience, while in Quebec in February. All right? Are you going to allow this, Jimmy? Is it going to be?
Of course.
All right, Danae, what was your... What did you think was most surprising during our trip to Quebec back in February? And don't be shy. You can say anything that comes to your mind. But what did you find that was good or what was bad? And you are on the air in 3, 2, 1. Go ahead. You have to...
It doesn't look like
right
she's
now.
Making any kind of movement.
All right, she's
Dan.
Not contributing. This is okay.
She's getting there. Okay,
she's
here she is.
Contribute right now.
Why don't you answer your own question?
No, this is directed towards you. I've talked about it before on the radio. What did you find that? Did you like Montreal better or did you like Quebec better?
I think what surprised me was the snowstorm I had to drive through on the highway. Every time I've been in Canada. Was horrible
see,
conditions.
See. I'm gonna give her a high five quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
And, I believe we were in your car
mm-hmm.
that had the wipers, what, are 20 years old?
It's a 2004, yeah. So they're about 14.
So
you haven't got
new
wipers yet.
Wipers.
You live in upstate New York, Dan.
It's okay. It's
but
all right.
Wow.
I'm getting to what surprised me is that. We were driving along the highway or throughway, whatever. Mm-hmm. What do they call it there?
Autobahn. No way, that's Germany, I think.
Close
enough. What do they call Chérie or something like that. I don't know.
Rue.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
not from the Hunger Games listeners, but from the French language, Rue, which means Dan Philomen.
Street. Or
correct.
Road or,
correct.
Or
that
way.
Affiliation
way.
Or way.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. Now
wow.
We're on to something.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Compared to the States, you didn't know what was off each exit.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what store to go to. And I was very surprised in that it was complete French, no English at all. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty amazing to just cross the border. And have such a difference, I
sure.
think.
Would it be fair to me to say that the signage anyways is a bit unaccommodating for their fellow neighbors in New York?
Of course, but when you travel abroad, I mean, that's every other country, right?
I wouldn't say so.
I've driven in Spain and Italy,
yeah.
Chile, Argentina,
yeah. Jimmy, you know
Peru,
what?
and... They're all that way.
They're their own nation. It's
usually,
Quebec.
I mean, in terms of the main signs.
Go ahead.
In terms of the main signs, usually there is a, you know, another, not a subtitle, but basically a subtitle under.
In English.
Yeah, in English.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? I am, I'll be.
And by the way, I mean, they are neighbors of America.
Yeah.
You go, true. I mean, let me just give you an example.
But so are we. And
yes.
When they cross the border, do they have that same
No, because they should know English.
Exactly.
But, and I say that only because one of their official languages is English.
All right, so
okay.
I have to say this, and we are being recorded when we were live at one point.
And hold on.
Speaking of Quebec.
Dan, I have to, we were being recorded, but
we had
a loyal listener
who called in. And defended Quebec.
Yes, they did.
And put you in line.
I wouldn't say put me in line, but gave me a reason to potentially go back, which is why I'm considering going back. I will say this. Okay, I obviously live in Singapore. When I cross the border to Malaysia or when I cross the ferryway border to Indonesia, they're neither one of those locations, they're not official languages English, but all their signage is also in English.
Hmm. All right. Well, Jimmy, you're in a location that
is the opposite side of the world
going to,
from English.
Right, but you have a tradition of probably English colonial history that has affected those the languages, and it also is relevant to them in terms of the amount of consequence that English should be present there in terms of business, in terms of just facilitating travel. However, in Quebec, they're proud. In Quebec, they want to be distinct, and it's something that makes it all the more interesting to go to not see that English present on their signage, on offered everywhere. Now, I will say this, is that when we checked into...
You drove around in circles because you had no idea where you were going because the signs weren't in English.
I drove around in circles, and it was okay. But when we got to our hotel right on the St. Lawrence River in Quebec City, I had asked the hotel reception if they spoke English, and they were put off by it to an extent. And I thought to myself, well, they should be put off to it by an extent. And if you've listened to our program, believe me, I'm not one for multicultural tolerance and everything that is from that sort of culture, okay? That sort of manner, okay? But they were in the right. They, as you say, are of two languages. And it was almost an insult for me to ask them if they spoke English. And I was fine with that. You know, it was a wonderful hotel. We had, you know what? Our time in Quebec was fantastic. We had tremendous service. Everyone was smiling. It was entirely accommodating. They spoke English, although your signs that you speak of were not. And that's okay.
It seems a bit unaccommodating to me, but... Okay, fair enough. I am willing to try it out again. I know people have been against me for talking about the Quebec. And again, I had a couple of bad experiences there, which is why I feel this way. But you're right. I should never just hold one experience and make that be my final judgment. So I'm willing to go back, and I'm excited to go back, Dan, and maybe we can go back at some point in the near future.
I would love to get there in the summer. At some point between now and September.
We're planning to go back in September, actually.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'll be here in September of 2018, so we can probably go then, no doubt about it.
Fantastic. We are intending to go to Quebec City Memorial Day weekend, in which there is a UCI bicycle race, the World League in the highest that you can get in the professional cycling tour race that takes place there, combined with Montreal. It is known as the Laurentian Classics, and Quebec
Montreal on TV a few times.
Are two separate days in which they do about nine circuits throughout Quebec and Montreal, respectively.
Oh, very intense.
And extremely intense. You portrayed the intensity by climbing the steps up to the studio today.
Yes, thank you, Dan. Yeah. You're absolutely right, I did, and I'm still sweating from that.
I think Dan likes Quebec City so much because it is one big hill.
And I'm not going anymore. I changed my mind immediately.
It's going to be a hill.
How do I go?
There are no, what do you call them? The cable cars that go up the cable wires? The gondolas. There's no gondolas.
How do I go just down the hill all the time?
Anyone who travels with Dan knows that he will find a hill, correct?
No, you're absolutely correct. Dan. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. He will find a hill. Yeah. It'll often be very steep, and it won't just be two steps. It will be more like several hundred, if not thousands of steps.
And anyone who travels with Jimmy knows that they will find
an elevator or an escalator.
What's that bar in a hotel? Your mini bar?
Oh, the mini bar. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There always, room service.
There'll always be room service, always be a mini bar, an escalator, an elevator every time I travel. No doubt about it. Because I travel with ease.
And this is this is interesting because Danae and I were speaking about it just a couple weeks back. And I said to Danae, you would be terrific on our show. You should really come on Sundays and we can have input from you and you can really lead the way. I mean, Jimmy and I are just limited. You have to admit it, Jimmy. You and I are washed up, limited radio personalities that sometimes have a shining moment.
Dan, I think we're still in our prime. And when I say that, I'm like Amazon Prime, buy our past episodes to get delivered next week. Or get delivered later today.
Anyway, she said, is there a difference? And this really struck me. And it disturbed me. It perturbed me. It really got to my senses in terms of this show. And this was her question, Jimmy. Is there a difference between travel and vacation? And I said, Jimmy might have a difference between travel and vacation. But I have to hear it from the man.
So what do you mean by the difference between travel and vacation? Well, do I have it? Yeah, I guess I do. Because many times I travel for work.
All right.
So when I travel for work, in terms of airport, it's usually the same. I'll still have a few beers before I get on the flight. I'll still have a few beers on the flight. Depending on when the meeting is when I land, if I don't land too quickly, I'll be okay. But, if I do, then I'm probably flying sober, which makes me very nervous. Just because I'd only fly after my emergency landing on American Airlines several years ago. Sorry for name dropping, but it's a fact. Anyone can look it up.
But Jimmy, when you are in a given location and your intention is to take in all that you have around you and you have free time, is it that you are going on the adventure of travel, or are you being more convenienced with the amenities at hand? And that's how I would differentiate the two. That's vacation.
Travel is always an adventure for me. So you have the work and you have the holiday, and sometimes they're combined. So I think in terms of, you know, when you're in the airport, when you're getting on the flight, when you're actually on the flight, and when you're landing, it's all the same for the most part. But when you're actually on the ground, it's much different. You're either there for, again, holiday or work, or half work, half holiday. And then when you there's this different mindset during each day of the trip.
Do you find more
does that make sense, or does it not?
No. It does, but do you find more value in the trip? I guess we can generalize it to between vacation and travel. Do you find more value in the trip that has difficulty and then you can talk about later, or more value in the trip that is completely smooth sailing and you're just riding on every amenity and it's the vacation at that point?
So, I mean, honestly, I mean, hands down, it's the ones that are usually more difficult, although it's very painful during that time. They're the much better story, hands down.
The much better story, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Now, Now, do you have any questions for me, Jimmy? Because
what are your opinions? I'm working on trying to get a special guest on the air in a second. But, I mean, what are your... Maybe you answer the same question. I mean, when you're traveling and when you're on holiday, what's the difference? You tell me.
Well, there are points where I really want to just relax, and then there are points that I want to I want to have the challenge and take in the environment and see if I can take on the challenge of the environmental situation. And that's really the adventure to me. That's the that's travel. You know?
Yep. No, I got you 100%. I mean,
we
when you're traveling and when you actually overcome something, whether it's a hill, which is sometimes a big accomplishment in my case, or in your case, whether staircase. It's, a whole triathlon, when you overcome that, it's like, yeah, I did it. And, you know, then I go to the nearest bar and have whatever local beer they have on tap. No. I think you do the same thing, Dan. Yours is just much farther away than mine, because mine usually just involves steps. Yours involves miles.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you want to relish at the end of the day, whatever it is, while you're traveling or vacationing. Certainly. But go ahead.
I think traveling is not relaxing, right? It is exhausting to go around and explore and... take in the experiences. When vacation, you are relaxed, and you have to stay in one location, right, to do that.
So, Danae, what are your top three vacations that you think of that you were entirely relaxed? You didn't have
I
to
think
have that.
My top three vacations were all before the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have vacationed since then.
Okay.
To tell you the truth. How about you?
For me, I guess I vacationed recently in Quebec with you. Yeah, that was a vacation. I don't think we faced many tremendous. Actually, we did face tremendous problems, and it was the wind and the snow and the sleet. And I think I got to a point where I yelled at the wind. I don't know if you remember that. I said to it. Fight me, and
you
it kept on
you
blowing.
Threatened it. Yeah, you did. You were telling it to be careful because you would, fight it if it really wanted to take you on.
Mm, exactly, and I got
my hat blew off. I think you got angry. Yeah.
I mean, you can't believe it, but when we're at the it was Hotel Frontenac, I believe, in Quebec City. Something like that. Just the quintessential image of... One of the quintessential images of Quebec City is this Gothic-like architectural monster of a hotel. I believe it's Hotel du Frontenac or something like that. And I'm sure I'll be corrected. But at that point, at the base of that hotel... is the cliff, one of the bluffs looking over the St. Lawrence River. And on that given point in time, in about mid-February of last year, it must have been 50-mile-per-hour wind coming down the St. Lawrence Seaway, coming down from the Arctic and just blasting us with all of its Arctic frost and all of its Arctic freeze. And at that point in time, I yelled... And I said, bring it.
I mean,
for Jimmy, you already know this, but for the listeners, this is Dan's vacation.
Yeah. No, I know.
This was what he picked for his vacation.
I know. It's just wild. I mean, go to Antarctica, at least. I mean, to me, it's like, hey, why don't we go to the UK and just live there for a year? It's like the same thing. Like, I would never, my God.
But you
one
know
of
what?
My colleagues is brutal.
After that, Danae and I went, we took about half an hour break. I
had some hot chocolate. You went to the hospital. You had some
calmed down.
You had some hypothermia treatment.
Down, I calmed
and,
down.
Everything
we got some hot chocolate.
Frostbitten fingers off. And
we went to one of the best restaurants in the last year that we've been to. And it was an Italian restaurant by the name of Bello. And we had been waited upon by six different people. I've shared this before on our program, but it has to be mentioned again. If you're ever in Quebec City, really check that place out in Old Quebec, Bello.
Okay,
Italian
fair enough.
Beautiful,
Maybe sometime soon.
Are you nervous to step foot in Canada? Are you nervous about your border crossing?
Dan,
are you
actually,
nervous that people
Dan,
are
I
going
have,
to be nice to you?
Dan, I have breaking news. Dan, I have breaking news.
What's happening?
We are now joined by a very special guest.
Who is it?
None other than the Golden Voice himself.
You've got to be kidding.
A.K.A. the Mood Identity.
No.
Moody,
he's back?
Are you with us?
2 months?
It's true, Dan. I'm back. It's true.
How is he back? It's been 2 months. We thought he was. We thought he was
detained somewhere, probably. Yeah.
The thing is, you know, the guy can't wake up at 5 a.m. because he's in Hawaii. But when we record a show, what time is it there, Moody?
5 p.m. right now.
5 p.m. So when it's 5 p.m. and not 5 a.m.
start doing this now.
Yeah, we have to record it every time, Dan.
That I can do, no problem. He was like, "Are you busy? Can you be on right now?" I was like, "Yeah, let's go."
I just had a vision. I'm like, you know, maybe I can get him on because it's the p.m. and not the a.m. Still his weekend. So, Moody, how are you doing, brother? Why don't you give everyone a quick update? You're obviously still alive, barely. Tell everyone what's going on.
Yeah, just barely. Well, I was just listening. I was actually on for a little while. Jim told me to be quiet until I got to go ahead.
Uh-huh.
So I was listening to your story of dealing with the wind up in Quebec City. And it reminded me of just a couple weeks ago, I was doing this hike, and I felt the fear for the first time in my life, like, that I could die at any minute. It was along this ridge, which is one of the highest peaks in Hawaii, and I was way above my means. Like, I should not have been doing this hike.
How high was it, Moody? 20 feet?
I don't have the I don't have the stats in front of me, Jim, but it was high enough to where there was nothing keeping the wind from feeling like it was going
to
blow me.
So what did you say to the wind?
Either right? way. What, Dan?
What did you say to the wind?
I didn't have the gumption to say,
"That's what he said
bite
to the
me
wind.
Like you did." I was like crawling on my hands and knees. I was nowhere near the Ranzani level of... I was scared.
was it a volcano that you were climbing, or what was it?
No, it was just one of the... There's two mountain ranges on Oahu, and it was just one of the ridges on the eastern side.
How many people have done this before?
Oh, it's pretty... You would do it... Like, I'm like... kind of making it sound much worse than it is. You could do it, Dan, no problem. It's just that...
What about Jimmy?
I am... well, let's take the no problem off of there, and I'm sure Jimmy could probably do it. It would be... it would be a little difficult.
I'm actually... I would have said something much worse about myself.
You should
thank
see
you,
him
Moody,
now,
I
Moody.
I appreciate it.
The thing with hikes in Hawaii is that they're all this clay... kind of dirt, and if you catch it on a dry day, you're fine. But when we went, it was fine in the morning because it's like it was a 6-hour hike, so we got there like 6:30 in the morning.
Okay, no, it would be a big problem for me actually. I'm gonna say that right now.
And at around 9:30, we're maybe like 3 miles into this 7-mile loop, it starts downpouring. And this clay that we're walking on.
You still sound nervous.
I'm sorry?
You still sound nervous about it.
Yeah, I know. I just thinking about it like brings me back to the moment. Damn. It's ridiculous. But yeah, it turns into this like slippery slush that you just can't get any traction on. So when we got on the ridge, you take one wrong step and you're just over the side. So it was pretty crazy.
All right. Wow. I have to say this. It's been 2 months, but with what you just contributed in terms of our listeners listening to, fulfilled what you were previously to us. And that was the golden voice.
A.K.A. the mood identity.
I don't know how I have this nickname. When every time I hear you talk, Dan, I'm like in awe. I don't know how I got the nickname.
Because you have the golden voice.
I have a copper voice, Moody. You have to be a little more just, I guess, observant. But Jimmy has the tin voice. And
that's for the tin can I drink out of.
We'll give him aluminum.
That's for the, okay, aluminum. I drink out of both cans. No problem.
Well, hey, you got to keep on coming on. I mean, we've had this. I have not lectured you. Jimmy has. You know, we've put it. I don't know if you've been listening while we've been talking, just afraid to come on the air. But I have to confess that we have not been kind to you in your absence.
I'm not surprised.
At the same time, though, we've been very minimal. We could have been much worse. I thought we were quite good to him, to be honest, Dan.
You say we, but I feel like it was probably like 70 Jim, 30 D-Ron. And that's...
I actually, Dan, do you want to take this one? Because I
did bash you.
I kind of feel it was the other way around, actually. Yeah. I actually stuck up for you.
Look, really, what it was me hoping that your absence was due to you protecting America. And I don't think you were doing that.
Well, it is July weekend, so I've been protecting the country, Dan, for sure, out here.
And is that by, like, multiple barbecues you've been saving, or what are you...
Somebody's got to flip the burgers, Jim. They're not going to flip
them. Hey, he's got a point.
Is that your role, Moody? Someone's got to flip the burgers? That's what we're paying for? Unbelievable.
Okay. Moody, okay. I'm gonna change subjects. I know you're doing a great deal for our country, and thank you for that, and thank all of the military vets and military in service this weekend on July 4th, America's Independence Day. This is absolutely great. Thank all of you. Moving on to my next thing, Moody. You know, you are now in a, and we're getting into a personal thing. I hope you don't hang up. But we're getting into where you and I have some similarities, some I've gotten over, you're in the midst of. So as some of our listeners know who listened to a couple shows ago, Moody had a very special lady with him on one of our shows, and she was from Poland. And at that point, they were like, you know, they had like a month left, and then she had to go back to Poland. What were they going to do? Were they going to get married? You know, things were getting real exciting.
Man, you're really opening it up. Let's just put it out there, Jim.
Well, don't worry. My mom isn't going to be listening this Sunday because she's here in studio. So don't worry. The other 3.99 million, they'll all be there still, though. Don't worry. Moody, let me ask you a question, because you didn't answer my phone calls and you didn't give me an update. So I want to know, now that I got you on the air, you can't really run away from this. So my understanding is that your girl has left Hawaii. She is now back in Poland.
Left.
What are you going to do, man? I am fully supportive. I want you to be honest, and I'm fully supportive of you. If I was in your situation, well, I'd move to Poland, like I moved to Singapore, because I did that already. The thing is, I know you can't because you're in the military and things like that, so this is like a much more complicated situation. Moody, can you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, this is 100% travel, and it's awesome that you met her, and, you know, I hope it, just tell us about it, man.
She's probably listening.
What's that, Dan?
And she's probably listening.
Because they probably hacked into the Russian network. She probably hacked into the... First of all, this is being recorded, Moody, so it's probably being... She's probably hacked into the Russian network, who was actually somehow hacked into the recording and was listening to us live. Hi, Putin, my man. Okay, continue, Moody.
Man, you guys are really putting me on the spot right now. Wow. Okay, well...
I just bought you a buffer to think about what you're going to respond to, man. That's what I was doing.
Well, it wasn't only the 5 o'clock in the morning thing that kept me off the radio show for the past couple months. I only had the weekends with Kinga. So we would just spend the weekends together, and that was, you know, I'm not going to wake both of us up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be on the radio show. So I do apologize.
So hold on. Are you telling me you just wanted to cuddle with her? And you just wanted to have that nice moment? Moody, I'm not saying anything wrong. I am very proud of you. You admitted it on the air in front of our 3.999 million viewers. Since my mom's in studio, she's not going to be listening on Sunday since she's here.
Yeah. So thanks again for interrupting me, Jim.
That's what I'm here for.
But no, to answer your question, we are going to try to make the distance work. She's in the middle of a degree right now for IT studies. And the next planned trip is for me to go out there to Poland in the wintertime, either Krakow or, well, probably Krakow and Warsaw.
Wow, and, awesome.
So, Mood, have you been studying up on Poland? Have you been Do you have any Polish words that you know?
You know, I do, because she, like, when she was still here, she was, you know, teaching me, like, here and there, just, but on the spot, on the air right now, I can't think of any.
Sure.
But I will be purchasing the $129 Polish classes on Rosetta Stone this week.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
So you've been listening to Rosetta Stone and everything else.
Yeah. And she's got a bunch of movies that she wants me to watch with, like, Polish subtitles, and just start getting ready to go out there, because I will be meeting the family, so I don't want to be a total
nice
idiot American the whole time.
All right. All right.
But, so, so we're joined now by an even more special guest than you, Moody.
That's not hard to do, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't, but thank you anyways. So we are joined from someone who has literal more ancestry than all of us to Poland, and that is none other than my mom. Mom, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, great to hear. So, Moody, my mom has not heard everything you've said, because we only have so many headsets here, and we can't hear you through the broadcast, obviously, because it would disrupt the audio. Moody, you're going where are you going again in Poland? Will you just give a quick, brief update, like 1 minute?
Krakow and Warsaw. And she lives, she technically lives on the western side of the country, like right on the border of Germany, in a little town called Gozu. But she wants to show me Krakow. She said it's one of the more historical cities as far as the architecture and just culture in general goes. So that's what she really wants to show me.
Mom, have you ever heard of these places before?
I've heard of Krakow before, because my grandmother was from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any recommendations for Moody? I mean, what are your... I mean,
no, I really... as much as I have Polish relatives probably still over there... after my mother died, we kind of lost contact with all our relatives.
Is there a question that is there a possibility that Moody will someday be related to us because of his?
It's possible. Anything is possible, I guess. I have, like I said, I have no idea.
Mom, have you met Moody before? I'm not sure if you have. I think you have, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Moody, have you met my mom?
Of all the possible run-ins I could have met her, I don't think it actually happened. I don't know how we missed each other all these years, but no, I don't think I have not.
Okay, well, don't worry. In Poland, we'll all meet everyone. So no worries. Anyways, I mean, it's quite incredible that you actually found a girl in Poland. I'm very proud of you, and I'm excited that you're going to go there. Have you ever left the U.S. before?
Well, I did go to Costa Rica in high school and
Costa Rica. Okay,
that barely counts.
Tampa, yeah. Florida. No, that doesn't count.
I said Canada.
Oh, Canada. No, that also doesn't count. I'm just kidding. So, you missed our earlier show. We were talking about. Where did you go in Canada?
Just Montreal.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So am I.
Yeah, I've unplugged Dan, so Dan can't comment this time. So that's what I can do when I'm in the studio. No, that's awesome. Your favorite Polish foods. Has Kinga, has she ever exposed you to any food? Have you ever, I mean, what is your Polish food experience? And then I'll ask Dan to get back on the air.
So we didn't, there was one recipe that she wanted to try with me called Bigos, which is it's basically just a stew.
Okay.
But we were never able, we just got busy, you know, we'd rather go out to eat real quick. But one day, she just wanted me, I don't know if it's technically like Polish cuisine, it's just something that she said her family made, and this is absolutely disgusting sounding. I'm just going to go ahead. She called it a salad, and it was kidney beans, bean sprouts, ham, and then pineapple and mayonnaise. And it was like...
But what do you mean? It sounds like a Hawaiian pizza.
It was just horrendous. I don't know where they came up with these flavor combinations. I don't know what happened. But it was very interesting. And of course, I care about her. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is great. But it was not at all. It was weird.
Hmm. Did you make
but when
her...
I get
go ahead.
I was just gonna say when I get over there I'm much more interested to see like actual Polish cuisine, but
well, that's pretty cool. You know, as a I guess we're just gonna need a little laughing session here. You know, as it's just awesome that you're experiencing all this. You're not only in Hawaii, which is basically like outside of the outskirts of the East Coast, so you're now officially you're an islander. You have basically your plane has crashed and you're now Jack from Lost, as Mize would put it. That's a reference you'll only know. But no, that's great, man. And, you know, it's great you guys are going to go with it. And, you know, I hope we get you on the show next time. I hope you can actually wake up at 5 in the morning 2 weeks from now.
I will. You heard it here first. I will be there.
And whoa. we heard it here first last time, too. What do we get? Silence from you, man.
Okay. You're right. I have no rebuttal there. You are right.
You know, I think people are going to be – it's going to be a mixed feeling when they hear you again, Moody.
And people that will be – you know what the best part is? I know you had a lot of people listening to you when you were first on, but this time you can actually listen to yourself if you wake up at 5 in the morning on Sunday, because since we're recording this and we still have a less than 36 hours to air time.
Mm, yeah.
Well, I have a breaking announcement, actually. Breaking news.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Is this a weather alert? Because we've had a lot of strong thunderstorms in the area today.
No, this is about one of our closest friends who I got a text from today. And the text was initially, you win. That's all he wrote. You win, Moody. And I was like, Spada, what do you mean? And he's like, I'm planning our next trip to Hawaii in January.
Wow. Boom. Good news is, yep. I'm planning it with him.
Well, I asked him that, actually. I was like, who else is getting the invite? So, and more the merrier, Jim.
Did he invite me along, or he didn't include my name?
No, you were definitely thrown out there. You and Greg and a couple other people. But he just told me today, so.
Great. Anyways, early
stages.
Good deal. Hey, Moody, we're going to let you go because we only have about 5 minutes left, and I want to get my mom on the air for a little bit while she's here in studio.
All right.
Godspeed. God bless. And happy July 4th to you. And, you know, thank you for everything you and all of our military has done for us here in America.
Thank
God
you, Moody.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
You as well. Happy 4th.
All right. Happy 4th. Here in 2 weeks, Mood.
Debronitz. You got it. Take care, guys.
All right.
Debronitz.
Adios. That's how you say goodbye. All right. So.
So we got about 5 minutes left, Dan.
That's it.
We got my mom in here.
Yep.
We got to throw on the air for a little bit, throw under the fire.
Sounds
mom,
good.
Mom, get up here. You can just usually, yep. Just,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You love to talk. Go ahead.
I have nothing to say.
This is a first. Let me record this 11:39 p.m. Friday, June 30th. Yes, we are recording this show. My mom, in 2017, my mom finally has had nothing to say. Wow. How long will it last? I'm giving it 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly as I said. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, Mom, you've been to Singapore, and you've actually you have come on the show before.
Yes, with Dan.
Yes, of course. So the last time you were in Singapore was earlier this year, and you went to Bangkok. Do you want to share anything about Bangkok this time? I know you've not been able to be on the show, but my mom came. She met my girlfriend and myself, and we went to Bangkok, Phrae, and Chiang Mai, Thailand.
I liked Phrae and I liked Chiang Mai, but I wasn't fond of Bangkok because I couldn't stand the smell of the place. Between the foods and the diesel fumes from the cars riding by while you're eating, and then there was some kind of water issue that smelled, I just could not stand the smell.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, my mom, again, I will go, I love Bangkok, it's one of my favorite cities in the world. And I love the food, the people, everything's great. My mom, she didn't like not only the food.
The people were nice. I can't say anything bad about them.
No, of course. We know that. You never say anything bad about anyone. So the thing she, my mom didn't like was the smells. It just bothered her. And there's, you know, with the food, it can be right up there, right in the restaurants and things like that. She also didn't like, which she didn't mention, was the sidewalks, which can be up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So a bit
curves,
a bit dangerous.
And the, even from room to room, could be up, could be down.
Wow.
It was different.
Could be all
yes.
around everything.
Yes,
up,
I
wow. down,
fell
all
once
around.
While I was mm-hmm. there.
Yes, you did. Wow. Well, anyways, Mom, thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for watching, and thank you for your hospitality on this week that
pleasure.
I've been here.
And she was watching.
And
she was right behind us.
Yes, yes.
Usually
yes.
she's just listening.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
It's, yeah. We don't she know was, who's watching Jimmy
exactly.
on this show.
No, you never do. You never
you
do.
Know, with the technology that we have and whatnot.
Correct, correct.
Moody could be, the mood element is most likely watching us all the time.
No, I don't think so. He's sleeping right now again. Probably. It's 5 p.m. his time. You know how heroes. Dan, we have 2 minutes left. Hey, it's been great to be back in right. the studio.
I just want to. Yeah, I want to have Danae on for about 30 seconds. And I want to see, Danae, where are your top two places that you want to get to next? What are the top two destinations that you are most excited about in the next year?
I think since we need to get to Singapore
before yes.
Jimmy
hey.
Moves.
Hey,
right?
Hey, hey.
Oh, no. No.
High five it right
here.
I love it. I love
no,
it. Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
There's got
to
be an alternative. There's got
to
be a backup.
We have to go to New Zealand.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So,
direct flight from Singapore? No, I'm just
oh,
don't
so we're going on 18 hours
it's a
of flight.
Lose.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Right.
These win-wins, they're the best, but the win-lose.
And that is why
you make
today,
people suffer.
Yes, thank you today.
Well,
Dan, right. I guess I'll see you in Singapore towards the end of the year on
Sounds
your after
good.
Your work season is over.
Jimmy,
it's
going to
be an exciting time.
It will be. You're going to take this program away. This travel show is going to be in the books by your conclusion. It's in the books already with your initiation on the air. So it's all up to you from here on out, Jimmy.
Well, I thank you, Dan, and I thank all of our listeners for putting up with us once again. And the golden voice. My God, I don't know how some people can... No, he isn't golden, but I'm just kidding with you, Moody. He'll be very sensitive because he'll be watching this show this time because it's recorded. He may not wake up to be, he may not wake up to be on the show, but he'll wake up to listen to the show. Guaranteed or your money back. Hey, thank all of you guys for listening today, and it's been great to be back here at the studio. And, hey, 90.7, you know, FM, WGXC.
You got
thank
it.
You guys. Thank
adios.
You guys. It's been a great. Dan, sayonara, yes. Adios.
Masalama.
Sayonara. Masalama. We're out.